Dan, where is this story from with the oldest foods and drinks ever discovered?
Mental floss.
Of course. I love mental floss. All right, so if you, in case you've been wondering, hey, what are the oldest foods and drinks that have ever been discovered?
Hey, Nick.
What? Yes.
What are the oldest food and drinks ever discovered? Well, I want to know for my high tea on this weekend. By the way, callback. People said the Drake Hotel in 3 p.m. The Drake Hotel was probably the one they went to, and it was 3 p.m.
That's exactly what it is. Yes, that's exactly right. Thank you. Thank you, listeners. Yes, that's where my ex and her bridesmaids went. Drake Hotel, 3 p.m. for high tea. All right, are you ready? Antarctic fruitcake. Isn't most of fruitcake, doesn't it feel like it's from the Antarctic when you get a fruitcake? An almost edible fruitcake believed to have been abandoned by British explorer Robert Falcon Scott during the British Antarctic expedition from 1910 to 1913 was rediscovered on the frigid continent over 100 years later. Back then, fruitcake was a popular food in England, and the cold climates may have led to an extra appreciation for its high fat and sugar content. Sadly, Scott never got the chance to savor the sweet treat. He died of starvation and exposure while attempting to become the first person to reach the South Pole in 1912. As for the century-old cake, it was in, quote, excellent condition inside a corroded tin when it was found by Antarctic Heritage Trust in 2017 during an evacuation of the historic Cape Adare hut that Scott once used for shelter. Now, Dan, is it at all surprising that a fruitcake is okay 100 years
right.
later? That doesn't surprise me at all. You know, so I can't, you know, have you ever had fruitcake?
Yeah, once or twice.
Now, there are people out there who maintain that fruitcake is good. It's not. But I guess if you make the right fruit, because I've talked about how bad fruitcake is, and most people, like, they get a fruitcake sent to them, they'll send it to somebody else. Like, there's only one fruitcake in the world, and it just keeps getting sent to different houses.
Which Cochran did. That was a Cochran bit for many years.
Yeah.
He had the same fruitcake that went to every year went to somebody new.
Yeah, which is, you know, that's what happens. But someone, inevitably, during the holidays, when we talk about how bad fruitcake is, someone says we haven't eaten the right fruitcake. And most of it has to do with the fact that everybody tells me that the good fruitcake is completely and utterly soaked in rum. So I can't have it, but that's what makes a good fruitcake is booze. So that's... All right, how about this? Egyptian tomb cheese. Egyptian tomb cheese? He used to work with Broccoli Rob at the other radio station.
Yeah.
You ever heard Egyptian tomb cheese? He did business reports.
I would have picked him as a news guy.
Oh, Egyptian tomb cheese? Yeah, man, with the news, Egyptian tomb cheese. Eating this ancient cheese, you would probably wind up with a nasty case of brucellosis, an infectious disease caused by eating unpasteurized dairy products. Strains of the bacteria were found on the cheese residue, which dates back to 3,200 years. And is the first known example of cheese in ancient Egypt. It's thought it contained sheep and goat milk, but the taste would likely leave a lot to be desired. Professor Paul Kinstedt, who is something of an expert on the history of cheese, told the New York Times this particular product would probably taste really, really acidy. Wow. This dude is an expert on the history of cheese. That's pretty cool. How about this? The world's oldest wine. Roughly 6,000 years before Jesus was said to have turned water into wine, people in the present-day nation of Georgia were concocting their own fermented grape juice. The art of winemaking was previously thought to have been invented in what is now Iran in 5,000 BCE. But prehistoric pottery shards found near the Georgian capital of Tbilisi last year debunked that theory. The chemical analysis revealed that the clay pieces contained traces of citric acid, grape pollen, and signs of prehistoric fruit flies, leading researchers to theorize that the clay pieces once formed decorative vats used to hold vast quantities of vino, about 400 bottles worth. Whoa. How about bog butter. Bog butter? Boy, these are all guys that used to be on the Morning Zoo team.
I know. Arctic Fruitcake, that dude.
Arctic Fruitcake. Bog butter, man. Yeah. He was your food and wine critic, Bog Butter.
Just revealed his face for the first time.
That's right. In 2009, peat workers in Ireland discovered 77 pounds of butter from an oak barrel that had been dumped in a bog and forgotten for 3,000 years. Considering it was such a big batch of butter, historians believe it was made by the community and then submerged in water to preserve it or hide it from thieves. Because those butter thieves, man, you got to guard your butter. The butter turned a whitish color over the course of three millennia, but otherwise remained remarkably intact. This delicacy isn't available for sampling at your local supermarket, though. Shortly after its discovery, it was brought to the National Museum for safekeeping, presumably out of reach of would-be butter bandits. Am I missing something? Do people steal butter?
Maybe back then.
Yeah. How about Flood Noodles? Oh, yeah, I remember Flood Noodles. He was great. He was a traffic reporter. Yeah, Flood Noodles! Although that's actually, that he would be more of a weatherman, I would think.
Yeah. Maybe he went to traffic after, you know, try to vary it up.
There are dozens.
After, he was traffic before he went to meteorological school, and then...
Flood Noodles. There are dozens, if not hundreds, of noodle varieties in China alone. But before the advent of wheat or rice noodles, one of the first kinds ever documented in the country and the world was a bowl of 4,000-year-old millet noodles discovered at an archaeological site along the Yellow River. It's believed that an earthquake and subsequent flood caused a hapless diner to abandon his meal, leaving the bowl overturned on the ground for a millennia. A helping of thin, long noodles had been sealed off and was found beneath 10 feet of sediment. This finding also suggests that noodles originated in Asia rather than Europe. Our data demonstrate that noodles were probably initially made from species and domesticated grasses native to China, said Professor Huan Liu. This is a sharp contrast to modern Chinese noodles or Italian pasta, which are mostly made of wheat. All right. How about proto-pita? Oh, yeah. I remember proto... Yeah, man, proto-pita! He was the producer, proto-pita. In July of 2018, in a stone fireplace in Jordan's Black Desert, archaeologists unearthed the oldest piece of bread ever discovered. The 14,400-year-old flatbread looked like a little like a pita, except it was made from wild cereals similar to barley, einkorn, and oats. Tubers from an aquatic plant were another key ingredient, reportedly lending the bread a gritty texture and salty taste, so you probably wouldn't want to pair it with hummus or bring it to your next potluck party. How about evidence of primitive popcorn? You know, there's some primitive popcorn in here, Dan. I don't know if you know...
Yeah, there was one in like one of the edit bays.
I have no idea what's going on, but there's like popcorn on the floor in here, but I had no idea. And it's weird because like I'm one of the only people that uses this studio, so I don't know what's going on. They're having popcorn parties in here.
When John Williams did interview Ken Starr in here, so maybe they were chomping down on some popcorn together.
Evidence of primitive popcorn. Who doesn't love popcorn in a movie? Thanks to the discovery of corn microfossils and an analysis of ancient corn cobs, husks, tassels, and stalks found in present-day Peru, we now know that this snack has been a favorite indulgence for thousands of years, long before the movie industry capitalized on its salty, buttery goodness. People in what is now Peru were eating popcorn and other corn-based foods up to 6,700 years ago, and archaeologists believe it may have been considered a delicacy in their country, in their culture. Oh, wow. All right. I'll do one more here. I'll do another one. This is buried beef jerky. I remember him. Remember him, Dan? Buried beef jerky?
Egg, yeah.
Yeah, I'm buried beef jerky, man. Yeah. He was the overnight guy.
Host of the swap meet.
Yeah. Yeah. Buried beef jerky. We may think of beef jerky as a modern snack that's best enjoyed on road trips or camping excursions, but different varieties of dried and preserved meat have been enjoyed around the world throughout history. From ancient Egypt to Rome and the Incan Empire, Perhaps unsurprisingly, early Chinese civilizations had their own version of the snack, too. Much like the bone soup discovery, 2,000-year-old beef jerky was unearthed from a tomb in the village of Wanli during an excavation project that started in 2009. Over the millennia, it turned a less than appeasing side of dark green due to the carbonization. But it hadn't shrunk one bit, proving that it had been dried prior to being placed in the tomb. So buried beef jerky. All right. There you go. There's some old food if you want to, you know. So perhaps that piece of Tupperware in the back of the fridge, just hang on to it for a while because it might be later mental floss might write about it.